Good evening. Happy Friday. Welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I'm joined tonight by my co-hosts Lynn Bleasdale and Jessica Marie Tatro. It's so nice to have you back with us, Jess.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back. Thank you so much, guys. I lost my phone on a hike about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, no.
Well, if we get calls from bears, we'll know somebody's found your phone.
Right.
Absolutely. That's cute. Well, oh, it's
so
nice to have the team back.
Good.
Good. We're just saying the change of seasons makes a person feel like kind of like hibernating a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I guess it's still hot down in the southern states, but up here it's getting a little nippy.
And you're in Canada, right?
Mhm. Yeah, I'm just above New York State, right?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, if you can picture that. I think what's below us, Rochester. But it's a whole bunch of northern New York. So it's very beautiful.
Very nice.
I've never been up that way. The farthest
I think it's probably
York was Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you and I know Jessica's a bit further west and in the mountain areas, but you and I are we are on the Great Lakes. So you're on, I think, Lake Erie. Is that right? Lake Michigan. Duh.
Yeah.
And
Lake Erie. No, I'm on Lake Erie.
Okay. So, yeah, that's right. And, I'm on Lake Ontario. Well, I'm actually on the St. Lawrence River, but it goes into Lake Ontario. So we're sort of around that body of the five bodies of water. But anyway, it's beautiful, and the leaves are all blazing yellow and red. And, yeah, it's visually very beautiful, but my toes is cold.
It's cold here, too. And I went to turn my furnace on today, and it's making some weird noise, so I turned it off.
Okay. Oh, it's always that, you know. Yeah, well, come back, Jessica. That's too funny. It's the gremlins have started. Oh, well, we'll just have to, like, well, you know, she'll be back. It's just sort of like falling off a boogie board or something. There she is. That's too funny. You came back. Did you get knocked off?
I actually accidentally pushed end instead of mute.
Oh, good. Okay, beautiful.
I think.
Well, we're in fine form tonight. We should be able to do lots of new topics.
Aren't we always? We have a good time.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
We do.
Well, let's
see. With our topic tonight, you want to get started on that?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Tonight we're going to be exploring lightworkers and the many modalities and techniques of their or our practices. Who wants to start?
I can. I've got a thing I just found on the internet, and I'll read it. And I have to give credit to a lady named Alana Fairchild. She's a spiritual teacher, and she's written an introduction to light work. She says, calling all old souls, healers, and spiritual leaders. Who are light workers? She says, light workers are what I call old souls. They may be healers. They may be office workers. They could be in any profession at all, not just following a spiritual vocation. And yet all light workers possess certain qualities. They have an interest in being of service. They want to live a life of passion and purpose and have their life mean something. They care about people and causes that stir something important within them. And they very often dream on how this life on this planet could be better. They tend to be sensitive, compassionate, and highly intuitive. And even if they would rather not, reminds me of you, Sue, even because they love peace, light workers often tend to rock the boat, so to speak. light workers are usually... it's okay, and they don't mean to either, but, you know, they just can't take it. Light workers are usually different in some fundamental way to their family of origin. They can be the proverbial black sheep of the family, or they can play the role of adored child to whom everyone turns when they're troubled, angry, or needing a shoulder to cry on. So neither of these possible family roles are particularly supportive of the child, the light worker. And a lot of light workers were raised in environments where it's been more important for them to take care of others' needs rather than tend to their own. And even, or they don't even realize they had needs apart from a need to tend others. And underneath is often a hidden need to be loved. So many light workers tell me they wonder if they were adopted. Even though they look like their parents, they feel so different from the rest of their family. A light worker will frequently have different belief systems to most people around them, to the point whether they wonder if they belong here at all. Or do they belong on some faraway planet elsewhere in our mystifying universe? That's just a little bit of it. It's really well written, but it spans everything from healers to psychics to mediums to people who just, you know, go out and help others. You know, I think they just want to make the world a better place, and they feel called to do that. And the techniques are vast that people can use. Jessica and Sue, you should throw a little thought in here too.
Sure.
You guys are both light workers. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I heard the phrase a light worker was probably in 2013. My abilities were kind of turned on, and like at a certain point in my life, a lot of people are born with them. I was also, and I started out being very sensitive to energy, but I think I shut myself down, honestly, because I did get a lot of criticism, you know, from my parents, you know, because they, mm-hmm. you know, were very, very religious, and, you know, it was kind of a taboo thing to do and feel. So it was never talked about. So I think in that way, I kind of shut myself down, I think, by the time I was maybe 10 or 11. And then I kind of opened back up. I mean, it's really hard to explain. I think there's different events in our life that can cause kind of a breaking open, if you will, of, you know, abilities. A lot of people that have near-death experiences usually come back from those, you know, with all sorts of, you know, they can see, they can hear, you know. And my abilities kind of turned back on in 2012. Catalyst for that was my son's death. He was 10 years old. And from the moment he passed away, I don't know if I was sleeping or what, but I had this, it just was like this floodgate. I kind of seen it in my sleep, but it was like this floodgate that just flew open. And the next day I woke up and all the colors of the earth, you know, just all the colors were brighter that I could see. I mean, it was just, I don't know how to explain it. It was so vivid. So all the colors popped. I remember when when my abilities had kind of turned back on, everything was so loud. Oh my goodness, everything was loud. All of the noises of the earth, the world, you know, just people talking. It was like double amplified. It was really bizarre. And because I didn't know at the time what was happening. And I also realized that I could see the energy streams from my hands. And of course I think I thought I was going, maybe I lost it. I was going nuts, but that's completely the opposite of what happened. I was just kind of, from the experience of my son's death, it just kind of almost reawakened me. It's funny too, because at the time of his death, it's almost like I went through like a mini life review up to my age when my son died, and it's like I saw everything, and my abilities were just kind of turned back on again. It was really amazing. So then, of course, I just started diving into that and reading everything I could, talking with shamans and other light workers, and it was just fascinating to find all that out. And I started working with energy and got my my Reiki's licensure or certification in 15, and then in 2016. And I've just been working with my son from the heavens ever since his transition in 2012. So that's kind of how, my abilities kind of popped up in my life. So
beautiful. Wow.
It's funny because both of you touched on some points. It's like when you were talking about it, and I have never felt like I belonged with my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like an outsider. It's like, why am I here? These people are nothing like me. I mean, just nothing at all like me. And then I also noticed, like you were saying, Jessica, I can't stand being in a big crowd because everything is so loud.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just volume. It's the energy too. The energy is loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The energy and then the volume, and I just don't like being in big crowds anymore. I used to like going to festivals and things like that, and anymore, it's just like, okay, I can stay away from all these people because you just pick up so much energy from them too.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's like a roar. Whew.
I just wanted to real quick throw in there just a little bit of just kind of advice for people that really helped me when, kind of your clear audience and your abilities kind of turn on. What I actually had to do, because it was so intense, I had to wear earplugs for about the first month. So it's a really, it saved me so much, you guys. I thought I was going to lose my mind, but, just to be able to quiet it a little bit. Yeah. Just all of the outside noise. The earplugs really helped.
Absolutely. That's and I think discovering your abilities is a little bit like coming home and remembering who you are spiritually.
Yes.
It's a pretty neat feeling. It's like, hi. Yeah. You can miss yourself. You can miss your abilities very much.
Yeah.
By when you haven't, with that feeling of there's some reason I'm here, but I want to put my finger on it. And very often you're just looking for the healing path for yourself and for others. But sometimes it's okay to just follow the path without having to name it yet, because it does come clearer at the further you go down that road, of working with your abilities. So
it does. And after all these years, I still question why, and is this real, and what is the point of me doing this? Why was I blessed with these gifts?
Right.
Well, some people use them to make a living. Some people work for free. It's on the range all in between, the professionals, if they're good, that's fine if they're making their livelihood doing that. But boy, I tell you, there's a lot of them out there that aren't really qualified, and they're charging an arm and a leg.
That's true.
Do be careful out there, certainly that reputable ones do charge for their readings, but just make sure you vet before you, make an appointment, because there are a few out there, and it's a shame because it brings everybody's name down. But there's ones that are out there, and they're doing like cold readings and working through fear, like if you don't pay more money to me, I'll you know, you'll be in danger of these things, you know, curses and whatnot. Oh, just like be so careful because there's some real wingdings out there. And, you know,
so
they
true.
Could develop. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, hon?
That is so true.
It is. And, yeah, and they're cheeky. They're really how rude to, like, take such a sacred gift and a sacred ability and exploit it like that. Because, you know, everyone can develop their own psychic abilities, their own metaphysical, gift. But, you know, it's like a lot of them just sort of go, I think I'm going to read people. And they just put up a shingle and don't bother to do the work. Anyway, you can usually feel the difference. But, much caution here when you're booking readings.
There's absolutely nothing wrong whatsoever for charging for our services. That's what it is. It's a service. And all of us have different price ranges. I mean, I've seen people out there that it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for an hour reading. And I think,
know.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Really
it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, paying for a service with a psychic medium or an energy healer, it's the same as paying for a service from your doctor or your waitress or your car mechanic or a counselor. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. I've lost Jessica again. That's too funny. Oh, well. I know. It is. It's kind of weird when you can't stay on the air, but we're doing okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, and there she is again. Okay. Bring her back. Hello. We're going to have to get you a parachute. You have to keep jumping out of the plane.
Oh, no kidding. I think it's just me getting used to the buttons on my new phone. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Not to worry. You always come back. It's great. It's like a yo-yo.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. Are you guys, I would read if any, but we've got some callers. And
sure. We can get ready and take our first call.
Yeah.
Area code 757. Mm-hmm. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, good evening to all of you, and thanks for taking my call. My name is Rena.
I'm sorry, hon, we can't hear you. You're breaking up, and we can't hear you.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. My name is Vernell. It's all the V.
Vernell?
In Virginia.
Vernell.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Vernell. Yeah, and I'm in Virginia, and me and my cat, all of a sudden, you know, we find ourselves in a crazy, bizarre situation. My next door neighbor, he's been behaving strangely for months, and he's been, you know, speeding his car back and forth at a high rate of speed, and you know, getting back home as soon as he leaves, you know, numerous times of the day. And then all of a sudden, I think it was early last month, in September, all of a sudden he started having these three young white males over. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. And, you know, they didn't stay or anything. And then next thing I know, they started staying. And then when he started staying, all of a sudden, I'm getting this real strong, chemically burnt type of an odor. And it seems like, they've been coming and staying some of the time. And but my suspicions tell me, because I smelled the odor before, that it has to involve some type of illegal drugs that they're cooking up over there. And I don't know exactly what that drug is, but I believe because of the activities, especially late at night, and into the wee early morning hours, that they're cooking up drugs. And they used to, before they were starting it, you know, just in the evening, and then, they would still have somebody over there, and we were still smell the odor. And every time that odor would come up, it would affect my cat. And and she just is acting like she's just gone berserk. And so I was trying to find out if it was a way that I could, you know, if somebody could, you know, maybe take her in until somehow the situation is over. But I had a hard time with that. And so all of a sudden, a little earlier today, I decided to come to the conclusion that, you know, I'm not really smelling the odor much at all in the bathroom and or the kitchen. But I thought that, you know, like they sometimes say, drastic calls for drastic measures. And so I decided to put my cat in the bathroom, and I put a air purifier in there as well as her food, and always have her cat box in there anyway. And so right now, and I don't know if y'all can hear her, but she's constantly meowing and meowing. And I'm not really smelling any odor right now because I don't think anybody's, you know, next door for right now anyway. I think they went somewhere. I just don't want my cat to be smelling that odor anymore. I was wondering if y'all talk to animals and if y'all could, you know, maybe communicate with her and calm her down and you know, maybe let her know that for right now, this will help her.
What's the cat's name?
Her name is Lucy.
Okay. Go ahead, honey. You can keep talking.
Okay. Her name is Lucy. I was wondering if y'all might know or could tell when, you know, if or when the police will finally come and arrest these people and get them out of here.
If you're getting anything, we'll go right ahead.
I'm really not, and I wish I were able to pick something up. It's like I feel like this is probably a matter of if the police won't do something about this, call your local health department and have them look into the situation. What I'm hearing from you is that there's poisonous fumes in the air. Like these are definitely causing problems with the health of you guys in the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't be looking to a psychic for this kind of thing. I would be going right to the health department, and you may have to like be a broken record to be heard. But make sure you write it all down. Write everything down very efficiently without a lot of like leave any emotion out of it. Just write down the facts of what's going on so that you've got something you can present in writing to them. But I would go to your health department if the police won't do anything about it, because this sounds like an absolute threat to the health and, you know, our spirituality and our physical bodies are very closely tied. So if your physical body is getting sick, you're not going to be able to work, you know, sort of in any capacity. So, yeah, health department, Virginia, I guess I'm not sure how it works in the States, but there's, you know, usually in where I am, there's like a department of health in every community. And you just you need to go and make somebody listen to you. Don't just sort of lodge a complaint and then leave it to them. If you have to make some, well, that we're just saying, you know, light workers very often shake things up and you know, rock the boat. And if you have to rock the boat, I suggest you do it, because, you know, it's not, your health is not going to get better, and it's nothing to gamble with. So I'll put you over to Sue and Jessica. And, oh, I did send, I'm sending energy to Lucy and to the whole family. So hopefully she will calm down. And I'm so sorry you're going through this, love. Sue and Jessica, I'll put it over to you guys.
Sure. I just agree with everything you said. When I also wanted to remind Vernell to just document. Oh, yes, you even said that. Document, you know, everything that, you know, she's smelling and that is happening around her. And, yeah, the only advice I can, you know, give is to just be persistent with the health department. And, yes, make them listen.
Yeah, I had contacted the anonymous tip line, and mm-hmm. I even talked to the police non-emergency number, and I let the people that this is supposed to be public housing, and I let them know, but they said that they can't really do anything unless the cops does something, and
right.
I've seen a few appearances of officers showing up, but they don't really stay around long enough. And
yeah.
And it's just like, you know, they're acting pretty lax about the whole situation, and I just can't understand it.
Right. Yeah, the card that I actually pulled for you is to set your intention. And this could be about this situation or just in general, but this card, to set your intentions, is to, I believe you got this card, is to set your intention to bring this to light, bring attention to it, and set your intention about that for sure, and just stay persistent if you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just couldn't believe I'm dealing with this situation, and I really don't like seeing Lucy suffering, and she has suffered, and like she was sound kind of stuffy, like she got a cold, and her meow would sound a little raspy, so I could tell that the stuff must have affected her throat, and she have other issues going on also. She was already diagnosed last year when I took her to the vet. I have a chronic kidney disease, and I just hope that haven't gotten aggravated because of all this. And and I'm trying to do the best I can on a low income, and I really don't have much, if anything at all. And sometimes I wonder if I'm gonna move, and you know, into a better area or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
honey. Hey, Vernell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jess.
Oh, I just wanted to let Vernell know that I'm sending Lucy prayers and healing energy right now. So, thank you, Vernell.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Hey, can I ask y'all, do y'all recommend that for the time being that I keep Lucy in the bathroom? I mean, I'm not really smelling anything now because nobody's really around, but do y'all recommend that I should have her in the bathroom all the time?
Vernell, this is Sue. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, hon.
Okay.
Lucy is picking up on your stress
mm-hmm.
about having to lock her up, and she is getting more stressed being locked up.
Okay.
So if the air is clear, do not keep her locked up.
Okay.
Because it's aggravating her more, and it's causing her emotional issues, kind of almost like a neurological. Yeah, it's like a neurological issue. And I was surprised that you had said something about the kidney, because I wrote down that I was picking up on kidney and bladder issues for her.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, try to remain as calm as you can because she is picking up on your stress.
Okay.
And her stress, your stress, is affecting her more than the actual drug smell. The drugs are affecting her,
mm-hmm.
but with your stress, that's affecting her even more. So you have to try to keep a nice, calm environment for her.
Okay.
She's going to be more mm-hmm. relaxed. Just make sure that you have plenty of water out for her.
Yeah, I do. I have an automatic pet water fountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as the police and stuff, I have to completely agree with Lynn and Jessica. You are going to have to keep meticulous notes. You're going to have to document Monday at 10 a.m. All three males or all four males were at the house. The smell was very strong. On Tuesday at 4 p.m., two males were at the house and the smell was, you're going to have to be very, very meticulous. Keep really in detailed notes. And you're going to have to keep on the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're gonna have to keep letting them know because, sad to say, when you are in a rent-controlled area, they kind of turn a blind eye to a lot of the crap that goes on.
Uh-huh.
So you have to be your own strength, your own advocate.
It seems that way to me. I'm going to quickly say I have sons that don't live in this area. They live almost 80 or more miles from here, and I told them what was going on, and they were saying, well, you know, that's why we don't want you too far away because we don't want you, you know, to be dealing with something, you know, every time something comes up. And I told them that I'll probably start looking, you know, for another place to move.
I think that would be a good idea. Yeah.
Do y'all possibly see, you know, how far or how long from now that I might be able to find another place and move?
No time like the present is coming in.
Yeah, I'm like picking up that it's completely up to you. Yeah, it's completely up to you how soon you're going to be moving. If you drag your feet, it's going to take a long time. If you get on it and start moving, it'll be quicker. So it's going to be completely up to you.
Yeah, that's manifesting it first in the mind and asking for what you want very positively rather than I don't want to live in this place anymore. You frame it in a positive way. I want to live in, you know. And I did get the message, Vernell, that it's like there's no time like the present. So even if you just start to manifest, get on it right away because it feels like it's not going to get better around there, and you can wear yourself out, you know, constantly having to deal with, you know, mischief happening all around you. And I think it sounds worse than just mischief, you know. It sounds like a really unhealthy place, and you know that. And I was going to also say that cats respond really well to massage. So if you can give Lucy some massage, and and the other thing, too, this is a general interest thing, but if you look up that, if you can get your cat purring, that frequency apparently has healing properties. It's very interesting. Just type in, if you're able to go online, just type in healing property of cat purrs. And the thing is, if you can get Lucy relaxed and purring, her purring will help you to relax. And just remember, too, that nothing that you are facing is it's not going to wipe you out. It's just giving you a chance to get a little stronger and grow a little, you know, taller. But you will, I get a strong feeling that if you, you know, if you just, you know, co-create your future with the universe and manifest it in a totally positive way, I'm feeling yes, you will. You will have a much better base to grow from. And it's a shame because you shouldn't have to, you know, you should be able to live where it's safe and not worry. But give Lucy a little massage, get her purring, and you absorb her purrs. And, you know, just remember, you're never alone, you're not alone. And just ask for the help you need. And it will come. It's a magical miracle that happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I'd love to hear how it goes with you. Mm-hmm. What's that, hon?
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just going to say I do also have some medicine for her bladder and kidneys and stuff. And I really, you know, admittedly, I haven't been focusing on that too much. I've been focusing too much on what we've been dealing with from next door. And but I will be getting her back on that medication again and make sure I give it to her. She's not a fan of it, but she always runs away from me. And I have to wrap her up like a burrito in order to keep her from getting
there
away.
There you go. But you know, you're doing a good thing for her. And the trick is to remember that what you focus on expands. So try not to focus on these jerks that are causing the problem. Focus more on the solution and your health and Lucy's health. And, you know, you're going to get through this. You are. And I feel like you have the ability to kick butt in a situation. So, you know, when you take this into the, you know, the authorities, the police or the health department, whichever, you know, group you tend to approach, don't let yourself be ignored, because, you know, there's so many voices, you know, asking for help. Sometimes you've got to shout just a little louder, but this is your health on the line. You know, this is not optional. You have to take care of this. And yeah, absolutely.
My oldest son, I forgot to mention, also told me that whenever I'm ready to move, he said that he will help me, you know, as far as paying for the cost. So,
He's already getting.
Help's
already in place.
Yeah. It's already set in motion.
There you go. Way to put that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and just like the card said, Vernell, positive intention, you know, set your intention. And
yes,
on you go. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I sure will. And Lucy, she's calming down now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good
deal.
At least until the smell comes back anyway. I should not put her back in the bathroom because it'll stress her out anyway, right? So
right.
Well, keep her with you if you can.
Yeah.
You know, keep close. Cuddle.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can y'all tell Lucy one more thing for me? Can y'all relay a message to her about one more thing? Can y'all tell her, you know, that, you know, y'all know that, I mean, if y'all know the smell is pretty bad at times, but I'm trying to find another place to move, and if she could just go to where she can't smell that odor, you know, maybe like on top of the kitchen cabinet or in the bathroom, and just stay there, you know, until the smell goes away, and that way it won't make her sick. I mean, I know it's a lot to say.
It's already done. It's already done.
Oh, great.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. I appreciate it.
All right. Let us know how it goes for now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure will. and I'm going to start looking for another place.
Yes, right away, absolutely.
Yes.
Put it behind you.
Yeah.
I will.
Well, give us a call back
and
let us know how things go for you, okay?
Yeah, yes, I'll be sure and get back to y'all. And thanks all for the answer.
Thank you, honey. Love and light to you. Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, ready for our next caller?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
443, you're on the air. Is this Suzanne?
It is, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just wondering what you guys see for me coming up in the next few weeks.
Suzanne, are you dumping some old, like, are you releasing old energy right now, finding that things are coming up that aren't staying, but it's about releasing old energy, is what I've written down here.
Yeah. Letting go of what doesn't serve my greater good.
Okay. What I'm feeling, what I'm being shown is a sparkling new living space, but it's not like a physical living space. It's your sacred space within you. It's sparkling clean again. Are you finished the dump? It feels like you've done really well. You've really cleaned out some old crap. And so they're just showing this shiny, sparkling new, almost like a fresh start you've made for yourself, and just hit the ground running.
Just hit the ground running
with that. Wow, way to go. It's such a wise thing to do, you know, just every now and then you kind of take that inventory of what's still hanging around, and there you go. But I think you're getting a good job sort of thing coming through. Way to go. And I think the sky's the limit for you now. You just can take off in any direction you want.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll hand it over to Sue and Jessica, see what's coming in.
Okay.
Hey, Sue.
Hi,
Suzanne. Sue.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Go ahead, Jessica. That's fine.
Okay. Hi, Suzanne. I had just, as you were talking, I was shuffling my deck of cards. It's messages from your guides from this deck, and this card flew out. did flips right out of the deck. So I knew that this card was for you, and it says, everyone has value. It says, no one is greater or lesser than you. It is a natural instinct for humans to judge. But you must remember that at the core, we are all the same. We may look different, and we may have created different journeys for ourselves, but we all have something remarkable in common. We have all chosen this dimension and this time to incarnate together. The energy of spirit is infinite, but there is a finite number of souls inhabiting physical vessels on Earth, and you are one of them. Everyone you know, everyone you pass on the street, everyone you see on the news, they are your brothers and your sisters. Sometimes it may be on a different path than you, but you must understand that they are playing their part as well. Judgment is an aspect of fear. Your job is to love everyone as you love yourself. Some souls have chosen difficult incarnations that may or may not involve you. Bless them anyway on their path instead of sending negative energy or judgment to them as a further hindrance. So as this card was just saying, you have value. You have, we all have value. I don't know if you needed to hear that or needed to know that or be reminded of that, but this flew right out of the
firm, Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. I work in a hospital right now, and I'm a secretary because I'm retired from my other job. And I treat the people that are the EVS the same as I would a doctor. I mean, it doesn't matter to me what your position is. But it's funny because I probably just needed to be reminded, as I'm one that speaks to everybody, treats everybody's job as being important.
Yes.
But today I did have somebody that aggravated me, and I probably, on the phone, and I probably was a little judgy in my mind.
Well, we can all, you know.
So maybe
we
needed to hear that.
I think we just really wanted you to hear that, since you're kind of like the caregiver type, and you give a lot of value to others and a lot of care for others. And I think you just needed to hear that, Suzanne. So that's the message I got.
That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Suzanne, this is Sue.
Hi.
Are you or somebody close to you having trouble with your back or hip right now?
My mom is having trouble. And so is one of my aunts, yeah. And we were just all together.
Okay. Okay, because I was picking up pain in my back and then in my hip. But it was like in my lower back and my upper back, but then my hip too. So maybe that's why, because it's different people. Is it arthritis situation?
I think for my mother it is. For my aunt, I'm not sure. She has Parkinson's, so I don't know if it's related to that or if it's arthritis in addition to that. And my aunt's always had trouble with her back.
Okay.
For years.
Okay, yeah. Okay, she's the one that's carrying stress in her back then, because I picked up stress, but I picked up arthritis too. Trying to see where it's going with this. I can't tell where it's going. I keep getting the hip and the back. Maybe just, I'm hearing like caution, be careful.
Okay.
That's weird. I don't know. Are you going away?
Well,
my mother, my mom and her sisters all just were, I was with them last night, and there's four of them. My mom's a twin, and the other two sisters were taking my mom and her twin to Williamsburg for the week because it's to celebrate their 80th birthday. So I was with them last night, and then they left this morning. I have to say that when I saw my aunt for the first time the other day, after she's had Parkinson's for about a year, and it's the first time I had seen her, so I saw decline, and it was very upsetting to me. So I wonder if that's what part of coming through.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, that's... So I was picking up a trip in caution. I don't know. What were you going to say, Lynn?
Just that I'm thinking, to do the best you can to keep the stress levels low, and I think you're going to find that I think the stress is aggravating, is what I was picking up as well. So try to keep the stress. Yeah, and so once you can get the it's like clenching, basically. So once you can get that sort of at a dull roar, there's a chance to do a little bit more flexibility. But I just got, like what Sue was saying, the stress is making it really worse. So that's something that can be controlled, you know. Even if it means telling someone to, you know, put a lid on it, okay, or something like that, you might have to get a bit... Well, as you say, you know, you were handling somebody with a bit more vigor than normal, but don't forget that you have your breaking points too, you know, and Mm-hmm. You certainly deserve to be treated with the respect you show to others. So, you know, don't worry if you get a little bit, you know, what's the word? Feisty. Yeah, a little feisty with people,
yeah.
You know.
All we can do is try to be the best that we can be. We're going to be human and make
mistakes.
That's the way I look at it. And I was not at all offended by that card because I live that. Even when you live it, you're not always perfect. So,
we're human.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes you have to take
a
commando.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the stress level in the world around us, like especially for, you know, people that do Suzanne's kind of work, it's gotten out of control. So the thing is to keep your, you know, keep your sacred space around you. And boundaries, you know, don't feel afraid to say, you know, don't cross this line. And then you'll be able to pass the peace on to your, you know, to your mom and your auntie and all the people around you. You spread the peace like a ripple in a pond, you know. So and take your peace like a commando peace warrior, if that makes any sense at all. Like take no poo.
Yeah,
rated public, so I can't say anything rude. But don't take any wooden nickels, as they say.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies.
You're very welcome, Suzanne.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful.
And you have a good night. Call us back and let us know how things go.
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love and light, honey.
Okay.
Area code 630. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion.
Dion. Beautiful.
I'm sorry. What was her name?
Dion.
Dion.
Like Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
Well, I'm just enjoying listening to your show. I was just enjoying listening to your show and all the good energy. And I don't know if you have any messages from Spirit for me. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything specifically to ask.
Have you got a really high energy person around you, Dion?
Not really.
Okay, I don't know what this means, but I wrote down bouncy, like almost like a Tigger type energy. I don't know what that means then. And I have to ask about the name Delia. Have you got anyone in that with that name?
I have a sister named Dina.
Okay, that could be it. She's still with us, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is Dina a high energy person?
Yeah, she's a workout freak.
Okay, she's the one we're referring to. Now, I don't know why it's being brought up, but how's your relationship is okay? Does it need fixing?
No.
Or?
I haven't spoken to her in 4 years.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty much a non-relationship at this point.
Correct.
Okay. Maybe the message is simply to just sort of revisit it. Ask yourself why you guys aren't speaking. Do you feel like it's her fault?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I could go back to associating with her at all.
Mm-hmm.
I know that really sounds terrible, but I just
no, it doesn't.
Don't think I could go back.
Yeah, nobody's judging. Absolutely not judging anybody, because it is what it is. You know, the energy is exactly what it is, and it's like trying to change the weather. All you can do is, you know, open an umbrella and wait for the storm to pass. But you know what? If you've made that decision, but I do think that this is the person that they're referring to. I guess, okay. The message that's coming through for you specifically is you don't have to reconnect with this person, your sister, but do try to forgive, let go, cut that cord, because there's no point. You know, it's keeping you from like blossoming and flowering to your full potential. So just make sure you do the cord cutting involved. you don't have to rekindle any relationships. Sometimes people just have to go out of our lives to make, you know, the air healthy again, so to speak. But so I'll put you over to sit with Jessica and see what comes in. But yeah, just like let it go for your own sake. Forgive for your own sake and to free yourself from that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, DM. This is Sue, hon. It does not sound terrible at all that you don't want to have a relationship with your sister. I have a brother that I have not talked to for, oh gosh, between 8 and 10 years now. And if I ran into him on the street, I wouldn't, it would like being running into a stranger. So you have to do what's best for you. There's nothing wrong with that. I am picking up like a grandmother or an older aunt that is on the other side that was kind of religious or spiritual.
Oh, is that my grandmother? I mean, everywhere.
Okay.
So, I mean, you couldn't. Yeah, that was my grandmother for sure.
Okay, because she is saying procrastination is a sin. So whatever you have been putting off, she is telling you it's time to move forward.
Okay.
Because if you're not moving forward, you are either stagnant or moving backwards. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it probably has to do with studying for my broker's exam.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what she said. Procrastination is a sin. And she was a busy woman. Busy. Always do. Yeah, she's kind of telling you to get on it. There's no time like the present. You need to start moving forward. You need to be thinking about yourself. You need to take care of better care of yourself. So whatever you're doing that is not taking care of you, you have to stop that and start taking better care of yourself.
Okay.
Are you getting enough exercise? Just movement, getting out and moving around?
I mean, I do as much as I can. I'm in the process of moving to another state, and it's like I've been busy with the relocation, so that's been keeping me active. And every chance I get to go outside for a walk, because I know like being outside is, you know, so much healthier than living in a little apartment. So I do get as much as I can.
Okay. Yeah, because she was saying, keep moving. So that could just be keep moving forward with what you need to do for you. And I took it as not moving enough. But yeah, Grandma's there with you, and she wants you to get off the pot and do for you. You do enough for others, now do for you.
Okay.
Okay. Jess, what are you picking up for Dion?
Hi, Dion. Just that last phrase that you said there, Sue, I kind of pulled that in a card, so it's really neat. Hi, Dion. I pull cards and from a deck called Messages from Your Guides, and as I was shuffling, this card popped out for you, and it's Know Your Truth. It says, dogma is a set of rules, principles, beliefs that have been created by humans in the physical dimension with the expectation of being followed by others. From a soul's perspective, dogmatic thinking is a facade because each soul has its own truth. And that path is not to be shared by all because the path will not best serve all. With assistance from your guides, your higher self has created a unique blueprint for you, for your soul's journey that cannot be fulfilled by following the rules set forth by another. The language of the soul is intuition, and you have the ability to be in contact with it. You instinctively know if something isn't right or if it's wrong for you. Many beliefs concerning the mysteries of spirit will cross your human path, and you will innately know which ones to hold on to and which ones to discard. If something resonates with you, keep it. If it doesn't make sense to you, then it's not right for you. You are the creator of the belief system that works best for you. So the mantra of this card is to thine own self be true. And that's what I got for you, Dion.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Dion, give us a call back and let us know how things are going for you. Keep in touch.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a beautiful,
have a beautiful night.
Love and light. Okay, we got another caller here. Area code 917, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, yeah, this is Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Grace. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I would like to know what you see around my job.
Hi, Grace. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
I just wrote, is the atmosphere at your job stressful for you?
Yes.
Okay. I wrote down, like, rat race, but I don't think it's so much rat race as, like, it feels like there's a lot of petty, unnecessary, quibbling, quarreling, bickering, everybody sort of competing rather than collaborating is what I'm feeling. Is that correct for you?
Yeah.
Okay. It just kind of feels like you're like the sort of peaceful place in the middle of a chaos all around you. Have you spoken up about this at work? Are people aware?
Yeah.
Sorry, honey? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just feels like there's a lot of wasted energy going on. It just could be straightened out and sorted if people would just, almost like people aren't listening to each other around you. And so it feels like you're sort of like howling in a wilderness here and, you know, stranger in a strange land kind of thing. And I don't know if your voice is being heard or if you've spoken up, but if you haven't, it probably is time to either speak up or, you know, maybe start looking for a different job, not a different job, but a different company. because it's going to be that's going to be corrosive to you after a while, literally, you know, getting on your nerves and wearing you down. But had you thought about relocating or getting another company or another job?
Not sure right now.
Yeah.
Not sure right now.
Okay, just be a little careful. You don't leave it so long that you're sort of mentally, you know, on the ready, you're sort of on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Like, don't, if it starts to get very stressful for you, find ways to put out spiritual boundaries around yourself so that whatever unnecessary energy is coming at you doesn't get through. Look up the mirror techniques that you can use energetically to reflect and deflect some of the toxic stuff that comes at you, because you don't have to absorb it. It may be around you, but you are the one who chooses whether you let it in or you deflect it back and you don't absorb it. Sue and Jessica, I'll throw that one to you. See what's coming in for you.
I can go.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Grace. This is Jessica. I pull cards for each person and ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, pick a card for you that would best be a source of guidance for you in this time-space reality at this time. And the card that I got for you, it says, be yourself. It sounds so simple, right? It says, be yourself. You chose to incarnate into this physical dimension for clear reason and purpose. You choose the correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from the original path because of peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then the experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy and focus on have been not. If this card appears, examine some emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self that have been stifled or hidden because you are afraid of presenting them to an unacceptable world. Please be aware that concealing your true colors is like giving your GPS system the incorrect coordinates of your location. You will become hopelessly lost. Let your true light shine, because all those things that are meant to be drawn to you shall find their way. And that's what I have for you, Miss Grace.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi, Grace. This is Sue. I'm getting a lot along the lines of what Lynn was getting. This negative energy is going to start affecting you a lot more than what it is. So you might want to reconsider this job if it's not going to change. Like she was saying, everybody's talking, but nobody's listening. It's like people are not talking. They don't want to hear what the person is saying. They want to listen so they can respond. It's not an open communication, and the energy is just so off. But I do feel if you wanted to leave this job, there is another one right there waiting for you. So you're not going to have a long lapse in between employment. You have to do what is going to be best for you, mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was picking up for you, hon. Does anybody else have anything that they want to add?
Is there anybody on the other side for you, Grace, who really, really liked nice shoes? Sort of a weird question.
My dog is on the other side.
Your dog? Did you? Well, I'm just getting all these, like, sort of fancy, I'm seeing all these fancy shoes, and I don't know what that means. Like, just really, like, probably not sensible things you'd hike in the woods in, but more like something you'd wear to look very elegant and beautiful. And it feels like it feels like a female relative of yours who is...
my grandmother?
She just really... Yeah, she just had very fine taste in shoes, is how I guess to put it. I guess if that resonates for you, that would be her. But she's showing me, like, just lovely shoes. And so that was a thing. She was maybe a point of pride with her very beautiful shoes. But I'm not getting, like, a message per se, just the energy of this person coming through to just remind you that you're never alone. Okay, and you are able to reach out to your spirit team anytime, your guides, your loved ones on the other side. Just reach out and then let the energy come back to you. You know, don't be afraid of any of these challenges. Just remember, it's better to look after yourself now and, you know, before it gets too much for you. Because, you know, once your nerves are ragged and you're losing your marbles all the time, it's just going to make your health go downhill. So nip it in the bud, and it probably will be a situation where something better opens up for you because you took the bold step of going, this is, you know, because you can never get enough of what you don't want. And that's something to remember as you go through this. You know, you have a lot to offer, and I just don't feel you're being valued. So, yeah, I'd step up and be your own hero in this situation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, beautiful. That's what I've gotten, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Grace, I hope we were able to help you a little bit tonight.
We may have we lost Grace? I think we have. Oh, no, she's still here.
I think so.
Grace, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Good night.
No problem.
Have a good night. Okay. Well, what do you say, guys? That was our last caller.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call it an early night?
Sure. It's
sure.
A good. We're done in 10 minutes anyway, so
yeah,
we can extend there. Yeah. Wow, that was a very interesting energy, though. I find I'm absolutely drained or something. You know, I hope people are. Remembering to, recharge your battery as much as you need to. Reset yourself as many times a day as you need to, because this world can tip you right over right now. All the, Wow. But we'll all be okay. Put on the pajamas with the feet, make a nice hot cup of cocoa or tea or whatever your favorite thing is, and just hibernate into a comfy chair. Yeah. Self-care right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Lynn, you want to give your contact information to everybody?
Sure. I can be found on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. I think the label is Psychic. I'm also on the Sacred Embers Network. And I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Where else? Oh, I should give out our Sacred Embers Network website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And that's how to find me.
Okay. Jessica?
Yes, my name is Jessica Tatro. You can find me on Facebook under that name, Jessica Tatro. And we also have a Facebook called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. Jaden is my son, and he went home and transitioned when he was 10 years old. And so we've got that group. I'm also in the Sacred Embers group and on the Sacred Embers website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook and also in the Sacred Embers group and website.
Excellent. We're going to get you a website together too, Sue, very soon now.
Yeah, we got to do that someday. When it's right, we will.
Well, we can get around to it and say, yep, let's get at her. No, it's a good little presence, and it's nice to have people can find you on online. But yeah, another fabulous show, you guys.
Another fabulous show. Great energy, great people. Good for the whole group to be back together again tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I really needed this. I feel lost without the show. I just love it.
Oh. We missed you so much. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's really nice. I love that. Sweet. Okay. Well, I guess I should ask Louie to play us off, eh?
Absolutely. And thank you once again to all of our callers. We wish you happiness, good health, love, and light.
Absolutely.
Good night.
And take care of everybody. Take care of each other.
Bye-bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.